Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Intel Builders Summit event in The Hague, Netherlands. I'm so delighted to be joined by Lynn Komp, Senior Director of Industry and Sales Enabling for the Network Platforms Group at Intel, and Chandra Shruparal, Director of Ecosystem Strategy and Enablement for the Network Platforms Group at Intel. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Allison. It's always good to be here on Chip Chat with you.
Good to be here.
So, Lynn, I know you've been on the program a number of times, but Chandra, do you want to just introduce yourself and give a little bit of background about your tenure at Intel?
Oh, certainly. So I have spent a good part of my career in the telco carrier space and embedded space, actually. I recently joined Intel about a couple of years ago, Internet of Things Group, where I was responsible for scale enablement of new proof points that we deliver to the end users, working with system integrators, ISVs, as well as end users in that case. And recently joined the Network Platforms Group, leading the Intel Network Builders Program.
Now, we just left the Network Builder Summit keynote that, Lynn, you were delivering. And in it, you talked a little bit about where the industry is with network transformation. Do you want to share some of the highlights?
Sure. You know, I think that the one thing that my mantra over the last year has been is don't forget the end that you started the journey to get to. Mm-hmm. And one of them is network agility and being able to do these new services in a new way. But always holding out in front of them, the reason that you did this is because your network cannot address things like IoT. And now when you look at 5G and the demands that combining the two are going to place on the network, it really is more of a mandate that they have to get there. But the opportunities that are coming with IoT and 5G in combination are enough, and there's enough interest in it that I think that the journey becomes easier. But the last year has been challenging in terms of getting from the initial proof of concepts to real deployments.
There was a theme that you were talking about in terms of the cloudification of the network. Where do these lines start to blur between cloud computing and virtualized network infrastructure? And how does ultimately the end customer benefit from the technologies we're delivering across the spectrum of services?
I think that one of the interesting things that's just happened recently is the John Donovan walk-on with Diane at IDF, where he was talking about being the Super 7 plus 1. And the operators absolutely see it as a convergence of as much as they can leverage and as much as they can blend the two practices. They want to do that because if you can manage your infrastructure as a whole and manage the capacity and the deployment of those resources in a holistic fashion, then you can place the workload anywhere that it is appropriate or necessary. And I talked in the keynote about anywhere the workload can go that is the best placement for that workload, depending on latency, demand, local needs, such as data sovereignty. That flexibility is a huge value add, not just for the communication service providers, but also for the people using their services and the companies using their services like cloud service providers.
Chandresh, we're at the SDN World Forum, which is always a great event to catch up with the entire ecosystem. And Network Builders has a wonderful collection of industry leaders working together towards the vision that Lynn has laid out. Tell me a little bit about how you see the opportunity for Network Builders in the next 12 months in terms of delivering to that vision.
So first of all, I'm actually privileged to be leading a program that is already thriving and really vibrant. The program is a great testament to how the entire community have embraced a common vision for the industry. Together, I believe we have an opportunity to impact lives like never before. And I think over the next 12 months, our goal is really to continue on this momentum that the program has already built and increasingly focus on areas which have greater impact in the network transformation, mobile edge computing, telco cloud. We talk about 5G. We talk about IoT. These are important and very strategic inflection points where if we focus on creating new use cases, new proof points, and ensure that we are innovating across the industry, I think we can be extremely successful.
You know, I just read that you guys had over 250 POCs in flight or completed within the network builders community, many on the targeted use cases you just described. Is 2017 the year that we see those POCs and initial trials and deployments start taking off in terms of broad deployments across both tier one, tier two, tier X comm service providers?
So we do expect that this momentum will continue. It will continue to accelerate. And just like the most recent Verizon Intel Network Builder Innovation Challenge, we will continue to create new programs and drive new initiatives in the industry to accelerate the innovation. So I think it's a parallel effort where you have innovations that are driven into the solutions and more solutions getting deployed and being commercially successful.
In fact, I think one of the most exciting things about the Innovation Challenge is it's the first time that we brought an operator and their ecosystem program together with network builders and focused on very specific areas of innovation that the operators already said, we want solutions here. And you're going to get the following incentives, commercial opportunity for deployment with a tier one operator just to do innovation in that area. And I think it's one of the first times I've seen anything like that, where they're incenting and putting out there a commitment to commercialize the right solution. So it's really exciting. It's not just show us what you happen to have in your catalog and what innovation you came up with. It's more of the operator stepping up and saying, we want this. Mm-hmm. And then the ecosystem has a better commercial opportunity themselves to accelerate their deployment. So it's a great scenario both for Intel and Verizon and the ecosystem itself, because Intel's goal is make this ecosystem work for the ecosystem, the ISVs, the OEMs, and the operators.
So this is where I wanted to go in the interview, is the Innovation Challenge. You know, you guys announced this at the Intel Developer Forum with Verizon. Tell me a little bit more, Lynn, about the categories of innovation that were targeted within the Innovation Fund and how the companies came up with those.
So the two categories were analytics and machine learning, as well as NFV and network innovation optimizations. And so it was just really interesting, and specifically on the network optimizations, it was low latency networks, because things like MEC, the mobile edge computing, as well as 5G and IoT, they have different latency requirements. So how do you remove latency in a virtualized network environment? And they're solving real problems. One of them is, how do we get better optimizations so that we can create better services in that network slicing? How do we unleash the opportunity in all of the information that's going on in the network to create better business value? And better business value can mean I run my network more efficiently and I provide better services to my customers, but it could also mean I give better insights about the data patterns that are available, such as where's the best place to build a new restaurant? Mm-hmm. Where do we need a new stoplight?
Right.
Very, very practical things that impact everyday lives.
Now, I know that you guys received a number of applications for consideration. What was the vetting of those like, Chandresh? Was it tough?
All I can say is overwhelming response. You know, I should really thank the ecosystem community for such a strong and active participation in this. We had a significantly large number of cutting-edge solutions to sort through, and the judges had a very difficult time. I wasn't part of the judge. But those who were had a difficult time, and I think that was the real success for the entire community.
And now for the drum roll, I think we are announcing the finalists in the competition. Lynn, do you want to tell us who they are?
Certainly. So the finalists that we have include, for the network analytics, we have NetRounds, GenBand, and WePro. So those are the three finalists in that category, and all of them had these incredibly innovative concepts that, coming from a virtualized cloud environment, you think that would have been a really great thing for data center as well as the network. And then for low latency networks, it's SpiderCloud, Brain4Net, and Artisan. So very exciting. And the winners are going to be announced December 5th at the Carrier Virtualization Network Show.
Well, awesome. I can't wait to hear who wins this competition. Thanks so much for being on the program today. If folks want to find out more about network builders and Intel's engagement in network transformation, where would you send them?
So the first place is the Intel Network Builders website. all of the information is accessible there. You can find the university there. So that's a great place to look. And then I also do my best to get the word out on social media, and I have a Twitter handle, LynnComp@Intel. So I will be passing along all the information that we can provide in that format as well.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much, guys, for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.